A leading Auckland GP says community testing centres were closed by stealth and people need to be kept in the loop to encourage them to be tested. There are no dedicated community testing centres open at the weekend in the city, less than a fortnight after it moved to level two. People need to go to after-hours clinics instead, but many are closed on Sundays. Six community centres are left open during the week, with 14 closing in the past week or two. Dr. Api Talimatonga says there was no major announcement to GPs or to the public. He told our health correspondent Rowan Quinn he's worried that the cutbacks and the lack of communication could lead to confusion and complacency that could help fuel another outbreak.
I think it was a really disappointing move. I just feel it encourages us as a nation to go back to complacency after the first lockdown. And I'm sad that, we need to have learned from that. So it was brought in by stealth. There was no major announcement to primary care, to the public, to say that they were cutting back these testing centres. Of course, there were the lists on the Auckland Regional Public Health website, but it was kind of an extra step for people to try and find where they could get tested. And when they turned up, there were no appointments at the few after-hours places that offered the testing. So, Rowan, I'm still very much of the mind that I wish we had just been told publicly by the DHBs or by the public health units about the cutbacks, and to really push people to go and see their doctor to get a test. Because I believe, we as doctors know you best as our patients, and we'll make time to perform the test if that was required.
And why is the communication side of it, why is letting GPs and the public know so important?
Because that's why the public were able to respond, when we saw the second lockdown in particular. And we can see it not just with the tests or places to get tested, when it was made mandatory that we use masks on public transport. That is another thing that people responded to, but now we've all just gone back to no masks anywhere. The social distancing's completely gone out the window. We've seen reports of the use of the COVID tracer app has really dropped. And I find that really disappointing, because it's the one way our health authorities can track and trace contacts very quickly and contain the virus. But if we haven't learned and we've lost those, I'm sorry to say, but there will be another outbreak and we'll be all going, what if? I just wish we'd done it now. We've only had 9 months experience of this new virus, so we're still learning. And I'd rather we be more vigilant than what we're practicing at the moment.
And in that mix of things that we need to keep doing to not be complacent, where do you think the accessibility to testing fits in?
I think it's very much at the forefront. When people are symptomatic, I think people are very good at looking out for help. However, they will then contact the people that they've been in touch with in the last 2 weeks, who may or may not have symptoms, who will, in a kind of mild panic, be looking out for, I need to get tested quickly. I think people have a good level of awareness about trying to get tested. And so the availability of testing centres is very important. And I feel we as the health sector have let the public down a bit on this.
That is Dr. Api Talimatonga speaking with RNZ's health correspondent Rowan Quinn.